Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
这个视频我要分享世界一线的畅销书作家 YouTube 主播 Jay Shetty 如何能够做到一年阅读365本书的技巧。感兴趣的话请继续收看。
阅读、科技、旅行，生活可以很大，对话设计、学习思考不嫌太多。这里是 iTunes 获奖播客狗熊有话说，一听就停不下来的哦。
Hello， 你好，这里是大狗熊的 Bear Talk， 狗熊有话说，一个关于个人学习成长和知识管理的知识型独立脱口秀。那么在这期视频里面呢，我想和你分享一位叫做 Jay Shetty 的美国作家、畅销书作者、专栏主持人、 YouTube 拥有接近400万订阅者的一位一线明星，他的阅读技巧。 Jay Shetty 呢，他在年轻的时候呢，曾经当过3年的僧侣，当过3年和尚，然后出版了一本畅销书，叫做Think Like a Monk。 那么他的 YouTube 频道他到底是谁啊？我们既然现在开始介绍的话，就直接和大家这个分享一下。这个是 Jay Shetty 他的个人网站的首页。那么你可以看到他参与了奥普拉的采访，奥普拉采访过他， Ellen Show 采访过他，然后还有这个 Today 今日美国采访过他那么他自己呢也出版了，这也做了这个播客，采访过这个 Kobe， 采访过桥水基金的 Ray Dalio，还有尤瓦尔·赫拉利世界一线的这个人类简史的这个作者，那甚至是卡大山等等等等等等 Huffton 邮报的这个创始人 Huffton 等等。那么这是他的播客的内容。那么这就是这个 Jay Shetty 一个一线的这个媒体制作人、故事讲述者、演讲者。那么他在自己的这个 YouTube 频道，也就是在这个频道里面呢，有做过一个视频，叫做 How do I read more books 我记不清具体的名字，但是之后在这期节目的结束的之后，我会放出这期他的视频的英文录音，那么大家可以收听。在那个视频里面，他讲述了自己如何做到一年阅读365本书的，听起来是一个非常非常不可能实现的这个数字，但其实呢是可以的。那么他在那个视频里面分享了自己的一些经验。首先他认为阅读呢有两个很大的误区。第一个误区呢就是从头读到尾的阅读方式，也就是从第一页读到最后一页。那么特别是对于非虚构类书籍呢，是不需要这样去阅读的。阅读啊，其实就像去超市买菜一样，我们通常呢都是提前你看看冰箱里面插的什么样一些菜需要去补充了，然后知道自己缺什么菜，然后呢列一个购物清单，去到超市呢直接去到那一栏这个货架，然后呢选择自己需要的物品结账 OK 走人。如果你是去到超市从第一栏顺着走到最后一栏，再从第二栏走到最后，再从第三栏走到最后，那么也太浪费自己的时间和生命了。那么阅读读书也是这样，可以直接选择自己感兴趣的章节进行阅读，这个是第一个误区，不要从头读到尾。第二个误区，不要太迷信别人的推荐而不相信自己的内心。那么简单来说就是当你在阅读的时候呢，很多人会迷信说这个书是所有的人都在推荐的，是这个 书评网站上出现的这个必读书目，特别现在很多中文书都会有一个腰封说啊，什么人生必读书目之一啊，世界五十本必须要读的书，但你读起来就是不感冒，或者比如说那个名著你读起来就是没有感觉，那么就不要再继续折磨自己。这也和我们之前狗熊说过的不要迷信别人的书单有异曲同工的作用。那么这里是两大误区，不要迷信别人，然后不要默认呢去从头读到尾。那么具体的技巧有哪些呢？他推荐了有几个技巧，我觉得非常有意思。其中有个第一个技巧是先去看 TED 或 TED 视频或者是 YouTube 视频，也就是说你先去找一个关于这本书介绍的15分钟的视频，看完了以后呢再去决定你是否愿意去阅读。那么特别对于非虚构类书籍，很多时候呢作者本人都会录制一个相应的视频去介绍，比如说作者可能会参加了 TED Talk， 那么去讲他写这本书的概念，那么也会去录制一些这个相应的书评类的视频，或者是有他人录制的书评的视频。那么你可以先看视频，然后觉得哎，这本书的概念我喜欢感兴趣，然后呢你就可以深入去阅读，相当于先花一个15到20分钟的时间做一个 research， 确定了这个话题你感兴趣，这个书值得去阅读，再去阅读，这样的话就不会浪费太多的时间。第二个技巧啊，他也提到了特别适合纸质书，但是电子书可能也可以用，就是当你在打开一本书的时候呢，可以直接在这本书的这个目录上呢用记号笔，用这个荧光笔去标注你感兴趣的内容，就有点像去餐厅吃饭一样，拿到菜单先去看，哎，这个菜我喜欢，这个菜我喜欢，这个菜我喜欢。那么比如说我现在做演示的这本书，当然我不能直接画，它是图书馆的书哈，这本书叫 50 Artists You Should Know， 50个你应该知道的艺术家。那么我可以打开目录，然后你去看，哎，我想了解达芬奇的故事，我想了解这个老布鲁埃尔的故事他的作品和经历，那么我想了解梵高的我想了解这个安迪霍尔的等等等等，那你就可以直接把他们的名字画起来，然后后面呢你就直接跳到他的作品就 OK 了，对吧？那么这也是一个非常实用的一个技巧。那么第二个技巧就是在目录上去标注你感兴趣的内容。第三个技巧用手指来辅助阅读，这一点呢我在另外的一期节目，就是讲述这个 Mark Manson 他的阅读技巧里面有分享过，如果你感兴趣可以看那个视频，我就不在这儿叙述了。那么第四个技巧呢是捕捉重要的词，同样的因为我们的视线呢很多时候呢是跳跃式的，那么如果你能培养起自己捕捉关键性的词，比如说英文里的动词名词，这些词是有重要信息的词，那么像介词像连接词你就可以忽略它 the这些忽略它，那么捕捉一些关键性词阅读速度会加快。对于中文来说呢，可以训练自己一次看到一个词组继续训练，然后呢甚至达到看到一个句块的这样的一个能力，那么也可以提升自己的这个阅读的速度。第五个经验他分享的呢是先去阅读开头的每一个段落的开头三行，然后也可以阅读它的末尾三行，来捕捉这段话值不值得你全部读完。如果发现哎，前面三行讲的信息很有价值，后面三行也作为结论也很有价值，那么不如就把中间内容读完，如果不是的话就跳过反正你也捕捉到了这一段比较重要的信息。那么这也是我在阅读非虚构类书籍的时候经常会使用的方式。第六个技巧是花2小时快读再决定你是否去深入。那么不可否认啊，有很多书是非常值得从头到尾逐字阅读完的。我刚刚在一开始说的那个误区呢是指默认你把每一本书都从头到尾读到完，但当你读到一本书发现哇这本书实在写得太好太适合我了，或者太值得去学习了，那么在阅读的时候你就会可以花更多的时间。但大部分其他的非虚构类书籍或者是一些书你觉得我可以跳着读完，那么你就可以试着能不能在2小时内强迫自己先 花两小时时间基本把这本书大部分的内容全都读完。然后如果觉得这本书哇值得我去阅读，比如说尤瓦尔赫拉利的世界简史人类简史啊，你读完哇真的写得太棒，然后就花一点时间从头读到尾，那么这样的话哪怕你没有从头读到尾，这两小时也足够你读完一本书的80%的重要的内容，把它记住在内心里面。那么最后一个技巧他在这个视频里面讲到的是 3S 原则。那么就如果你想要记住一本书相应内容呢，可以用自己的方式总结，他会用使用这个 3S 技巧。第一个 S story， 第二个 S statistics，先说 story， 就是当他阅读完一章之后他会去记住这一章最值得去分享最让他印象深的一个故事。然后第二呢他会记住一个数据 statistics， 那么比如说这个什么什么人哪一年来到哪里，然后创造了多少的财富啊，他觉得这个数字特别的打动人，他就会把这个数字数据记下来。第三呢 share， 第三个 S 呢 share， 就是他会写一段自己可以在社交媒体上 Twitter 上或者其他地方分享的话，然后呢把这一章节他阅读的内容分享出去。那么这样的话其实就每一章你都有了一个自己的 summary， 自己的一个总结，这就是他第七个技巧，可以让我阅读的时候的效果效率变得更高。感谢你收看这一期视频，关于 Jay Shetty 他的阅读技巧，那么这也是我自己一直在使用的一些技巧，那么也在狗熊的高效阅读的课程里面有讲过。更多的关于阅读或者关于个人成长的视频呢，请大家继续关注 Bear Talk 狗熊有话说的播客订阅我的播客，在iTunes Spotify 都可以订阅，然后也记得关注这个 YouTube 频道 Bear Talk 狗熊有话说。感谢你的收看和收听，我们下期节目里面再见，拜拜。
365 books in one year, how did I do it? Here's the answer. Hey everyone, this is Jay Shetty and welcome back to my YouTube channel. So many of you have been asking me, Jay, how do you read so many books? How do you get through them? What's your strategy? What's your approach? Do you even sleep? The answer to all those questions is in this video. Now, how many of you have a stack of books that's taller than you that you really want to read this year, this month, this week, and it just keeps growing? And you keep looking at your schedule and thinking, I've got less time this week than I had last week. And maybe you're thinking, I don't even know where to start. Reading is super important. I've found it really fulfilling in my life and really useful and insightful as well. I want to share with you what some of the most successful people in the world think about books. Warren Buffett says that he spends 5 to 6 hours a day reading 5 newspapers. Bill Gates reads about 50 books a year, mainly business, health, engineering, diseases. Mark Zuckerberg says that he reads books to learn and educate himself about different cultures and backgrounds. Oprah calls reading her personal path to freedom. Mark Cuban says that he reads to learn about new industries. Now, this is going to tell me how old you are. If you remember the Britannica Encyclopedia, Elon Musk said that he read that by the time he was 9 in total. And this is my favorite one. Phil Knight, the CEO of Nike, said that he kept his library so sacred that when people entered it, they had to take off their shoes and bow down. So there's plenty of good reasons why you should read, but you really need to know your own. That's my number one tip. You need to know why you're going to read a book. Is it because you want to be entertained and have an escape? Is it because you want to learn new information and grow? Is it because you want to find new ideas about how to improve your life? The closer you get clarity on your vision for why you're reading a book, the more likely you're going to be a successful reader. Now, before we go into how I read a book a day for 365 days, I want to talk to you about the biggest mistakes we make as readers. One of the biggest mistakes we make is that we think that books need to be read cover to cover, whether they're this size or this size. Now, the interesting thing is that not all books are written in that way. It's kind of like saying when you go shopping for your groceries that you need to walk through every aisle to just find the things you needed.
This is taking way too long.
You never do that. You take a list, you go to the specific aisles, and you grab what you need. Books are no different. You can find, especially with nonfiction books, which is what I'm talking about today, you can find what you need much quicker and make it much more useful than going through every single page. The second biggest mistake is that we make reading all about willpower instead of love power. If you're dragging yourself through a book and trying to get through to the last page, and every page is a struggle and feels heavier than the last one, and the words seem to like get smaller every single time, and your eyes are getting tired, it means you're relying on your willpower and you're not quite making it through. But really, we should be relying on our love power. If there's something you really love, something that you're excited to learn, something that you're energized when you hear about, speak about, or read about, that's where you want to throw your energy. Don't just read a book because someone told you to. Don't just read a book because it was number one on the New York Times bestseller list. Read a book because you're passionate about that subject. Okay, so those are the biggest mistakes. I'm now going to show you how I read a book a day for one whole year. Now, I'm not going to be teaching you a new technique that's going to take you a year to learn before you even start reading, or something that you need to practice. I'm going to share really practical, simple tips on how to read more, faster, better. So the first thing I do before I start reading a book is I find the TED Talk. I find the YouTube video that's going to tell me all about that person's big idea. What I'm trying to do here is grasp the concept of the book as quick as possible. It allows me to understand the essential principles, the underlying thought behind the book from the author, without having to invest a week or a month or however long it takes to actually finish a book for you. Or maybe never. So being able to watch that TED Talk, watch that YouTube video, allows you to figure out whether you even feel that that topic is compelling, whether you feel attracted to that subject, or whether you feel you understood it from the talk and might not even need to read the book. Basically, my point is that talk should let you know whether that book is worth reading for you. It should inspire you to want to go and order it straight away. If it doesn't, it's probably a good idea to skip.
No, I'm not going to read this.
And you don't lose anything. You've just watched a 15-minute talk and learned loads of new stuff. So I'm going to talk you through a book that I read last year. It's called The Organized Mind. This could be any book. I'm just using this as an example because it has some highlights in it. The first thing I do when I get a book, after I've watched a YouTube video or a TED Talk, I highlight the sections that I really find interesting. Most books today, self-development books, personal growth books, all split up into parts. Here you can see part one, part two, etc., etc. And the first thing I do is I highlight the sections in that book that stick out to me straight away. It's like going through a menu and saying, oh, I really like the sound of that. I'd love to taste it. I really like the sound of that. That's what I want to learn about. And that requires you to be really conscious of what you're willing to gain from the book. So as you can see here, what I've highlighted in part one is too much information, too many decisions. I want to improve my decision making, so I've highlighted that. In part two, I've highlighted organizing our social world. I'm super interested about how humans connect, and so I've also circled that bit. Here, I'm making a selection of the parts of the book that I want to read. I always recommend reading chapter one. The author has put so much energy into that chapter that you definitely shouldn't miss it. But after that, make sure you're highlighting the spaces that you're really gonna dive into. I recommend highlighting 1 to 2 chapters from each part. Now, you may be thinking, do I start from the introduction? Some introductions actually teach you how to read the book. If an author's done that, that's incredible. Make sure you read that introduction. Apart from that, you can start at chapter one and then make your way through.
Let's do this.
So now you've circled the chapters of interest, you can dive straight into them. And as you get into them, I'm gonna give you a few quick tips on how you can make that process faster and more useful. Now, if you're someone who loves audiobooks, there's these really cool apps that actually speed up how quick you can hear. Now, if you're a reader like me, there's a way of doing that too. When you're reading, as simple as it sounds, it works. You can use your finger as a guide. The more you speed up your finger, times one, times two, times three, the quicker you'll be able to read. It's the same thing audiobook apps are using right now. You listen at speed one and then move to speed two and move to speed three. You're simply using your finger as the ability to start reading faster. It actually does work. The other thing you can do is focus on the most important words in a sentence. We've all seen those examples where you could actually read words and paragraphs where all the letters and all the words are jumbled up because our brain is able to process the bigger picture quicker. What I recommend is focus in on the more stronger words in a sentence. Hence, if a sentence has 12 words, you can read the most most important 4 to 6 words and still extrapolate the same meaning. Even inside a chapter, you can skip to subheadings and divisions that you find fascinating. We have this fixation on reading every word, finishing every book, and finishing every page. The reality is, most of us never let that happen. The tips I'm giving you are going to help you read a book within 2 hours or a day and help you decide whether you want to read the book cover to cover. Now imagine if you spent a month or 2 months reading a book and afterwards felt, well, what did I gain from that? What did I learn from that, if anything? But what if you read it in 2 hours and then had the opportunity to decide to read the whole thing? I guarantee you, when you do it in this way, you'll be able to read books that you really, really value. Another way to speed up the reading process is read the first 3 lines and last 3 lines of paragraphs that you think you might be interested in. If you're not sure, when you do that, you'll be able to quickly contextualize whether that paragraph has insights that you really want to know. Authors place a lot of emphasis in starting and ending paragraphs with key information. You'll be able to grab it and decide if you want to read the rest. The interesting thing is, when we read, even though it feels like we're flowing across the words, it's not true. Our eyes are actually doing a stop-start motion. And when our eyes stop, we're able to grab information. And when they start, we move to the next. So that loses a bit of time. Now, when you're trying to look at the most important words, you're able to grasp 90% of the meaning, which is looking at 30% of the words. It also stops your eyes from having to constantly do a stop-start motion, trying to make it flow, when actually you're jumping to the most important words in the sentence. Try it out with 3 or 5 sentences and see if it works for you. Now, not all these tools are going to work for you straight away. Some of the more simple ones you can put into practice right away. I also make sure that after a chapter, I write down what I call the 3S formula. I write down a story that really inspired me or moved me. I write down a statistic that I thought blew my mind. And the third thing I do is I make a note of something I want to share with someone else. That's a great way of getting more out of a book. Now, if you're not inspired by a book, drop it. Finishing a book is nowhere near as important as actually learning from it and gaining from it. Our success metrics for reading books is how many we've finished versus how much we've actually learned. So try out whichever of these tips that work for you. Make sure you start off by watching that TED talk, watching that YouTube video to grab the essence of the book. The second thing you want to do is highlight the key chapters and areas that you really want to dive into. Remember, it's just like going shopping. You don't need to go through every aisle to get what you want. Remember, you can grab as much information as you need just from the first 3 lines and the last 3 lines of every paragraph to decipher whether it's relevant to what you're reading for. And remember, when you're reading, if something's not inspiring you, it's not motivating you, you're not learning from it, don't drag yourself through it. Find the next book and get working. Now, some of the best books that I recommend are books that I've read cover to cover. This includes everything from The 4-Hour Workweek through to Start With Why, all the way through to Thinking Fast and Slow. But when I first read these books, I read them in 2 hours and then made the decision whether I wanted to finish them or not. I hope that some of these tips have helped. I can't wait to see what you put down in the comments. Let me know what you're struggling with and I'll try and answer your questions. I am so grateful that you're watching my videos right now, and I hope that you're going to go on and watch so many more. But before you do that, make sure you subscribe to this channel so that you can find out about the videos as soon as they launch. Press the like button and leave a comment, and let's keep making wisdom go viral together.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.